One of my very favorite stories was from a woman, a beautiful woman, who was 39 years old and in therapy with me. And she said something to me one day in the course of a counseling session. She said, my husband gave me a complex. Almost like what I'd like to have as a complex for my wife. In this case, he needed two, because she said he gave me a complex about my breasts and about my body. He gave me a complex. And I'll have two of those. If you gift wrap them, please. And on Mother's Day, it's you open them up and say, oh, look, a complex. I'll put one right over here and one right over here. And people say, what happened to you? Oh, my husband gave me a complex. That's why I am the way I am. And he would say things to her like, she would say, he thinks I'm stupid. I said, well, knowing him as I did, that doesn't surprise me that he would say that. Did it ever occur to you that today he thinks you're stupid? And you are, obviously, because you're all upset about it. You must believe him. Did it ever occur to you that tomorrow he's going to come home and say, yesterday, dear, you were stupid. Today, you're a car. Why not? He could do anything knowing this guy. I said, would you be a car if he came home and said you were a car? He said, well, no, don't be. I said, wait a second. What if he said, okay, get down on all fours. I got a funnel with me. And put a funnel in your ear and started pouring gasoline into you. Would you be a car then? She said, of course not. I'm not a car. Why are you stupid? She was the kind of person who would go to a party and someone would say, hey, stupid. And she would turn around. I didn't know they knew I was coming to this party. Right away looking. I mean, that's really what paranoia is. You see, people are always talking about you all the time. It's just a question of, what do you do with it? A fully functioning person walks down the street and somebody looks at him and psh, 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 psh. That person says, of course they're talking about me. The only person around here worth being talked about. Probably got a lot of nice things to say about me. The neurotic says, oh my God, what are they saying about me? How could they be laughing about that's not, you know, and they get themselves all worked up. That's what paranoia is. The best definition I ever heard of it was something that Murray Banks told me. He said a woman was at the racetrack, and she walked up to somebody, she said, excuse me, do you have a safety pin, sir? And he said, no, I'm sorry, I don't. He walked up to somebody else, she got really nervous. Excuse me, do you have a safety pin over here? No, I don't have one, I'm sorry. Suddenly over the loudspeaker, she heard at the racetrack, they're off, and she fainted, okay? That's paranoia.